You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 5 minutes past the hour, January 2nd. Happy New Year. Okay, this is the last time I'm going to blow this. I still have all my noisemakers. I love it. Happy New Year. I hope you all had a great New Year's. We had a great time. We went to a friend's house, had a great party, and what was really awesome is she allowed us to bring kids. So our kids, she had stuff for the kids to play. She had like this game van everybody was out there in the 20-degree weather playing video games, but they had so much fun, and she had video games, and she had these, blackjack tables. Obviously, no money. You know, where you can, play blackjack, and the kids had a good time. So if the kids had a good time, we didn't have to pay for babysitting. We didn't have to worry that the babysitter was going to have people come over. So we knew our kids were safe. We got to hang out, celebrate New Year's. I hear, for some of you that were watching TV and New Year's on television, you were a little bit stunned by the whole Kathy, Griffin, escapade. I guess she and Anderson Cooper have been doing the Dick Clark gig. Is that the Dick Clark gig, or did Ryan Seacrest get the Dick Clark gig? Basically, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's been one person that you usually watch for the Times Square 4th of July or New Year's Eve, and it was always Dick Clark. I used to watch Dick Clark as a little kid because, you know, I would be stuck at home while my parents were out, so I would watch Dick Clark. 9 o'clock, my parents would let us stay up and celebrate New York's 4th of July while we were living in Arizona. So that would either be, 9 o'clock our time or 10 o'clock our time based on Arizona. Arizona's the only one that kind of changes, you know, or doesn't change the daylight saving time. And so I guess Kathy Griffin and Anderson Cooper usually do something. I mean, Anderson Cooper's okay. She gets a little obnoxious. I don't really know her work too much. I don't know if she's in any movies or TV shows or anything. I just know who she is. I guess a couple years ago or last year, she took off her clothes, was in a bra or something. But this year, I think it went way too far. And I guess she started discussing doing some sort of manual sexual favor on Anderson Cooper, discussing sack. And he immediately tries to cover it up, discussing, I don't have a sack of presents here. I'm not Santa. He did a very poor job because she kept, rolling with it. And then I guess she decides to kiss his crotch and try to simulate oral sex. I'm not sure how that was relevant. I'm not sure what type of prep, right, that involved in terms of coming up with material for that evening's broadcast. But it was just a little too much. And I know many of us have issues with CNN in and of itself, you know, especially with the liberal bias. But if honestly you're going to on one of the biggest media nights, right, when it comes to the New Year's Eve celebration as America, starts to enter the new year, one of the first cities in America enters the new year, you would think you wouldn't have manual and oral references to sex as part of it. But I guess, you know, you get the Dick Clark gig. I guess you run with it. I would just think that they would show a little bit more professionalism, a little more gratitude for having a gig like that. And I would say Anderson Cooper was innocent with all this because you could see he was uncomfortable, right, and trying to immediately change the subject. But I guess he had a show on Tuesday, and invites were on the show, and I guess they were kind of discussing about, you know, the antics they did and almost looked proud of it. So it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I mean, is this the quality of our programming? Is this where we're going? You know, it blows my mind because as a broadcaster, you know, getting the New Year's Eve gig is a phenomenal gig. If you're going to get Dick Clark's gig, right, the least you could do, right, is make it the best show possible. And obviously they don't have any material. And I probably need some better material this show if I'm talking about their lack of material. And I will. We got a lot to talk about. But anyway, I hope you all had a phenomenal New Year's. Now, I'm looking at a DUI map of America and states with the worst records of alcohol-related fatal crashes. They say the Northeast and the West Coast, Florida and Texas had some of the worst offenders. Now, you look at a map, and you see where a lot of the drunk driving accidents happen. And, of course, the metropolitan areas light up the most. You see that. You know, more in the Midwest and the more rural, not as many. But, wow. You know, you're looking at Chicago. You're looking at Florida. You're looking at, you know, New York. You're looking at, and it's pretty crazy. The map was created by John Nelson on the IDV Solutions UX blog. They show some areas that are notable for a low rate of DUI deaths, like Manhattan and Memphis, while others are shockingly high, like St. Louis, Missouri, and across the state of South Carolina. They say 27 more people die because of drunk driving every single day. More than 1.41 million drivers were arrested in 2010 for driving under the influence of alcohol, but it does not come close to those who actually get away with it. All right? They say drivers got into their cars 112 million times while being over the limit. So just because it didn't cause a fatality doesn't mean it didn't occur. So hearing the 20-some numbers of fatalities a day doesn't mean that's the only number of people that are actually getting into a car drunk. So this is some pretty scary stuff. Let me see, what else information do we have here? So just, you know, keep in mind, we drove home New Year's Eve, and we usually like to not wait till midnight. We usually like to drive home sooner and bypass a lot of the potential for there to be drunk drivers on the road. But this year, I mean, we had to celebrate. We were wide awake. The kids were having fun. There's no way anybody wanted to leave home early. But I got to tell you, we were watching things closely. Now, in Vegas, luckily, I don't see as many issues as you think there would be. Because with Las Vegas, you're kind of, I don't want to say quarantined, but when they block off the strip, they block off the strip. So cars getting in and out could be a multiple-hour process. Now, I'm not saying somebody's going to sober up, but with all the cops out there, I think because you're driving slower, trying to get out of the mess, it's a lot easier to be spotted. Don't go away, but right back.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, my nose only runs while I'm on air. It never runs on commercial break. I apologize about that. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so judiciously. You could listen in on your free iPhone app or your free Android app. Download the Dr. Dahlia Show app anytime you want for free. You could listen to Dr. Dahlia Show anytime, as well as you could go on demand on my website, on demand. You could listen to the last few hours of the Dr. Dahlia Show that aired, plus get attached or linked to website or podcasts. I'm sorry. Podcasts, websites, blogs, tweet, Facebook posts. How do you keep this whole social media thing, you know, in line? Well, what's been huge on social media is this one case where a sperm donor, a gentleman who helped father a child for a lesbian couple, has now been ordered by the court to pay child abuse. Now, this is kind of interesting. Apparently, there was a Kansas man who donated his sperm to help father a child for a lesbian couple. Now, he has been ordered by the state to pay child support for the daughter he helped conceive. Now, this could have major ramifications for any sperm donor. William Morata, a 43-year-old mechanic from Topeka, right, had, I guess, donated his sperm to help Angela Bauer and her former partner Jennifer Schreiner Apparently, he found an ad, I guess, in 2009, he responded to an ad on Craigslist posted by Angela Bauer and Jennifer Schreiner, who were seeking a man to be a sperm donor so they could conceive a child. The three came to an arrangement to have Murata's sperm artificially inseminated into Schreiner. Now, under the terms of the agreement, Murata, even though he was donating the sperm, would relinquish his parental rights, including all financial responsibility. Now, in 2010, the couple, who actually continued to co-parent 8 adopted children, ranging in age from 3 months to 25 years, apparently they split. So the couple, Angela and Jennifer, split. Okay? Then there was the issue, well, then who's going to pay child support for the little girl that was born and not adopted? Now, Bauer, who had been supporting her ex-partner and the children, became unable to provide health benefits for the little girl due to a quote-unquote significant illness that prevented her from working. So the couple then applied for state services. Now, from what I understand, Kansas law does not recognize same-sex marriage. So the state was unable to force Angela Bauer to continue to pay child support. So the Kansas Department for Children and Families wanted the name of the child's father. So they filed a child support claim against Murata, the father who was the sperm donor. Now, adding to this case, right, is that Murata entered this contract with the women, right? But it was the artificial insemination, from what I understand, was not performed by a licensed physician. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean turkey baster type of thing? I don't know. They say even though the state is going after Murata on behalf of the two women, they have said they support Murata in his efforts to fight the claim and question whether the state's decision has political motives. They say this has a wonderful opportunity with a guy with an admirable giving character who wanted nothing more than to help us have a child. I feel like the state of Kansas has made a mess of the situation. I don't get that. I don't get why. Oh, I get it, because if there's no same-sex marriage, it wasn't a legal relationship. If it wasn't a legal relationship, they really can't go after Bauer. I don't understand why either of these ladies even let this happen. Okay? I mean, they're going to force the sperm donor to pay. Efforts to reach any of them were unsuccessful, and a message, I guess, left for Kansas Department of Child and Family Services has not been answered yet, according to this particular article. Of course, Murata is seeking to have the case against him dismissed. A judge will hear his motion for dismissal January 8th in Shawnee County District Court. All right. I guess this is what I'm going to recommend to any of you. For those of you that want to donate sperm, do it through a sperm bank. Do it through the doctor or these organizations that have, I guess, most of these protections in place. If you're answering an ad on Craigslist, and I'm not sure how the artificial insemination would take place. I mean, there's a variety of ways for that to happen without a doctor. You know, maybe he doesn't have the legal protection that you think. I mean, it would make sense. You think, okay, well, he donated sperm to the couple. He relinquished all his rights. There's a contract to that, right? The couple's taking care of the daughter. Here we are 3 years later. They should still continue to take care of the daughter. But instead, they go after the sperm donor, all right? If he technically is the father, I could see how legally they could go after him. Pretty scary stuff. And the poor girl in all this, okay? I mean, oh my gosh. You know, and I gotta admit, you know, people who adopt kids, I think, are phenomenal. But I kind of wonder when you've adopted 8 children. They've adopted 8. How do you anticipate being able to take care of them? I understand you get funding. I understand that. But how do you, with 8 adopted children, how do you have enough resources, emotional, financial, physical resources for 8? You know, it kind of makes you wonder. I mean, I think you have a good heart whenever you adopt people, and I can understand, you know, I mean, you know, once you adopt a stray animal, you want to adopt as many, so I can understand that with a kid. You adopt one child, you love it, you're like, I want more. But, you know, where do we do some planning before you decide to have a household of 9 children? that you later can't afford, and now you have to go after the sperm donor who all he did was help you. I think there should be just a little bit more planning involved. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess two communities are now going to be banning plastic water bottles starting today, yesterday, New Year's Day. Apparently a law was passed back in April that stores in Concord, Massachusetts are not allowed to sell those water bottles, those, you know, single drink, not single drink, but those single water bottles, single plastic water bottles. So they're not talking about the gallon. They're talking about the plastic water bottles that you and I buy and you and I drink 8 to 10 of a day. Stores will be fined up to $50. It's one of the first communities, Concord, Massachusetts, in the country to make single plastic water bottles illegal. Some businesses oppose the ban, saying it will drive business out of town. University of Vermont is also banning bottled water, the first public university in the country to do that. They say flat, unflavored water now is not going to be sold in stores in either of these two locations, vending machines and cafes. But if people are thirsty, they could buy soda. Is that healthy? They could buy juice. They could buy other drinks that come in plastic water, plastic bottles. Why? It's not to protect people against BPA. It's not to protect people against, you know, certain additives or anything that they think is dangerous. Is they're trying to be more green. So they want to kind of change people's behaviors where they walk around with a empty bottle and reuse the water bottles and reuse the water bottles to drink. Now, I understand, you know, the concept of a canteen always made sense to me. But when we started to encourage people using recyclable grocery bags, we started to see outbreaks and multiple people get sick. I think it was a bunch of cheerleaders at cheerleading camp last year where somebody had cookies in one of the bags. They passed it around and all the kids got sick because nobody washed that recyclable bag good enough, well enough. So same thing. I mean, I've seen my kids with their recyclable water bottles. They smell moldy to me. I asked them, did you wash it out? Did you put it in the dishwasher? And I'm a little nervous because if these people don't clean them out, we have a public health issue. So I guess now, in addition to New York and them banning cup sizes, I'm sorry, my nose is running. We now have a ban on plastic water bottles. Well, we'll see where that goes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm sorry, I got this cold. Now, a Connecticut attorney who was seeking to sue the state $100 million on behalf of a 6-year-old survivor of the Newton School massacre has actually withdrawn the claim for now. All right, from what I understand, Irving Pinsky withdrew the lawsuit but said he might refile. He says he received new evidence on security at Sandy Hook Elementary School and is reviewing it. Apparently, he wanted to sue the state last week, saying his client suffered emotional and psychological trauma and injury during the shooting rampage that killed 20 children and 6 adults. Adam Lanza was the shooter, shot himself, had done the shooting after he had killed his mother in her house. He states state officials failed to prevent his client from foreseeable harm. The state attorney general said Monday there appears to be no basis to support the suit or the state's liability. Now, when I first heard that somebody was going to start suing, I mean, in the midst of everything going on, you're like, okay, really? Now we're going to start suing, really? But somebody argued these schools need to have security, armed security, much better security than they do. And could this possibly lead to better security and safer schools? I don't know. But honestly, $100 million lawsuit, right, while people are grieving, really? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Well, I guess entrepreneurs are being entrepreneurs. I guess now there's a company that will allow you to purchase a subscription, and we're not talking about magazines. We're talking about tampons. Apparently, Le Parcelle allows you to choose which brand of feminine hygiene products you'd like to have shipped to you monthly. And they'll also send some chocolate. Users can choose up to 30 different products, including tampons, pads, panty liners. They offer brands like Playtex, Tampax, Kotex, and Always. You can choose up to 30 different products, which means you could choose 10 of each size tampon if you want, up to 30, or whatever it is your cycle requires. The service costs $15 per month, and it can take the hassle out of your period preparation. They say users can even indicate when in the month they need their shipments to arrive. Do they need it January 2nd? Do they need it in 2 weeks? Making sure Le Parcelle arrives before and flow. All right? I want to know what type of chocolate you get. I see there's chocolate. There's actually chocolate in the box. I mean, I gotta tell you something. I mean, I've never had an issue with going to purchase tampons. I don't care. You'll get them at bulk at Sam's Club or Costco or Walmart, right? Fill up the cart. But, you know, lately since I've been doing radio and a lot of TV stuff, it's a little harder to purchase personal items when people are always running up to you and the cashier knows you, etc. Now, luckily, I'm very honest and open, and I really am not intimidated having that type of stuff in the cart. But for many of us, it really is very difficult to go and purchase those products. We're still very embarrassed to go and purchase those types of things. So having a shipping service to you does sound nice. Personally, an extra $15 a month, what, that's $30 every 2 months times six, that's $180 a year. I think I'd rather save the $180 a year. I'm not going to be too embarrassed. But for those of you who are, I think it's kind of it's an interesting product. I mean, look, guys, you know, you gotta be savvy. While the economy is headed where it's heading, you gotta be savvy with, you know, certain types of business ideas. I gotta hand it to them. Les Parcelles, pretty smart people. Now, this is interesting. The best and worst product names of 2012. According to this, where is this from? MarketingProfs.com. Yeah, marketingprofs.com. All right, they say some of the best names of products were Microsoft Surface. I guess Microsoft Surface was a Windows 8-powered type of tablet. I guess Surface sounds kind of nice, multi-touch platform name. All right, Chase Liquid. Chase's prepaid debt card has the term liquid. I guess to make it feel like you have, I guess, liquid money, right? I guess liquidity. All right, so they like that. McDonald's CBO. I guess CBO is for, like, a premium Caesar salad. No, is it not? Congressional Budget Office chicken breast options. Oh, it's for cheddar bacon onion. Cheddar bacon onion CBO. I don't know. Now, some of the worst ones, from what I understand, was, well, let me see if I have any more good ones. My computer is kind of slow. Hold on a second here. I think there was some tampon. Radiant. I think there was a tampon named Radiant, and for most people, they really didn't go for that. I think there were other couple clusters, but for some reason, my computer's acting up, so I'm sorry. I'm not able to tell you what some of the worst names have been. Okay, well, what are you going to do? I thought I think the McDouble, right? What McDonald's makes a lot of sense. I thought the McPizza was ridiculous. When McDonald's did the McPizza, but not because of the name. It was more because of the product. Honestly, you don't go to McDonald's for a pizza. All right? Don't be messing with pizza. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, Hillary Clinton, from what I understand, is recovering very well from having a transverse sinus thrombosis. Apparently, they found a clot behind her ear, basically in a vein that drains out the skull. All right, and drains out the back part of the head, the brain. And this clot was severe enough for her to be hospitalized and needing blood thinners, of course. Now, what's very interesting is there's going to be a special diet that she's going to be put on, such as many of you have been put on a special diet if you are on anticoagulants. Now, usually with anticoagulants, you have to be very careful with what you eat because it could affect your dosing. Depending on your INR, your international normalized ratio, it kind of determines how long it takes the blood to clot and determine the effects of oral anticoagulants. Many of you, you need to be at a 2. Some of you need to be at a 2 out of 5. Many of us, 2.5. Some of us are at, a lot of us are at a 1. All right, but it's a blood to clot ratio. And if you make wrong food selections, unfortunately, you could then be more prone to clot, or you could be too thin. Now, foods high in vitamin K are the ones that have to be especially monitored. Vitamin K will interrupt and throw off the balance of the anticoagulant. So what's high in vitamin K? Well, leafy greens and cruciferous vegetables. They say Hillary Clinton needs to monitor her intake of leafy greens and cruciferous vegetables that are abundant in vitamin K. And I would say not just Hillary Clinton, but you all too. 1 3.5-ounce serving of kale or Swiss chard contains between 800 to 830 micrograms of vitamin K. And a half a cup serving of broccoli and Brussels sprouts contain over 100 micrograms. They say dried herbs like basil, sage, thyme are also very high in vitamin K. Parsley, scallions, salad dressings, and cooking oils could have a lot of vitamin K. They say reduce your intake of canola oil, olive oil, soybean oil. Try to dress your salad with sunflower or sesame seed oil. They say chickpeas, lentils, liver, and strawberries should only be consumed in moderation. This is according to Fox News. They say be sure to check for vitamin K levels in your regular multivitamin. There's no universal recommendation, but the Mayo Clinic suggests that daily values for vitamin K should be between 120 micrograms for adult men, 90 for adult women. Now, they say mangoes and papayas could have a negative effect also on the medication. They say you got to be careful with tropical fruits. You also have to be careful with soy products. Soy could cause disruption, but they aren't sure exactly how. Large amounts of caffeine also need to be avoided if you are on anticoagulants. Why? Because it'll increase the risk of bleeding. They want you to limit your caffeine intake to 1 or 2 cups a day. Even, I guess, goji berry juice. I don't know much about that, but they said that should be avoided as well. Could increase risk of bleeding. This was written by Jacqueline Banks, who is a certified holistic health counselor. And she did a good job with this. I agree with that. That's a pretty good article. Also, we would probably recommend, I would like to add to this, an avoidance of your anti-inflammatory medications. Whenever you're on warfarin or Coumadin, or let's say you've been on Lovenox, or you're taking Plavix, or aspirin, you need to be careful because aspirin-related products or anti-inflammatories like naproxen, your ibuprofen will increase bleeding. So that's another thing. Not to mention alcohol. We keep on forgetting to tell people about alcohol. Alcohol not only can affect the metabolism of these drugs, not only could affect the liver and the dosing that you're getting, but also could cause more of a gastric bleed. And an increased bleed of the lining of your stomach could then possibly cause a life-threatening GI bleed. So these are just things that we need to, keep an eye on. Of course, our hearts and prayers are with Hillary Clinton. It sounds like she is going to make a full recovery. I went over blood clots, why people get them, and why possibly Hillary Clinton could have received a blood clot from the concussion that happened a few weeks prior. My guess is she was more prone to blood clots because her hypercoagulability profile is probably off, and her being more predisposed to blood clots, not to mention, she was probably the most well-traveled Secretary of State. I think she visited 125 countries. I'm not sure what the number was. Well, if you're going to fly a lot, if you're going to be a truck driver, if you're going to be incapacitated for a while for having surgery, if you're going to be pregnant, if you're going to be on postmenopausal estrogen, if you're going to smoke, that's going to put you at risk for blood clots. And so I would check a hypercoagulability panel. If you have any problems remembering that, just email me and I'll email you back. Get that checked out. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Hurry, this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I guess an experiment has shown that many drivers actually enjoy running turtles over. We're talking about these cute little turtles that decide to cross the road. A University of Clemson students experiment designed to identify ways to help box turtles successfully cross roads. Apparently, the student, Nathan Weaver, found that people were trying to hit them. Weaver put a realistically rubber turtle in the middle of a lane on a busy road near campus. Then he got out of the way and watched over the next hour as seven drivers swerved and deliberately ran over the animal. Several more tried to hit it, but they missed. 22-year-old student Weaver, who is a senior in Clemens School of Agricultural, Forest, and Environmental Sciences, told AP, I've heard of people and from friends who knew people that ran over turtles, but to see it was kind of shocking. Now, the result, of course, came no surprise to Hal Herzog, Western Carolina University psychological professor, who told AP News that sometimes humans feel a need to prove they are the dominant species on the planet by taking a 2-ton metal vehicle and squishing a defenseless creature under the tires. Okay, now I know some of you really get upset, you know, with tree huggers out there, and I'm not going down that path, but I mean, come on, a flipping turtle, people, this is a turtle. If there is a turtle on the road, why, for the love of the Lord, would anybody want to run over it? Now, I do understand how difficult it could be to swerve. I get that. If you're driving a rig, I get that. Okay, but that means you're not purposely swerving to hit it. This is a study looking at people trying to get towards the center lane to hit the turtle, switching lanes to hit it. That's just sick. Herzog asked a class of about 110 students getting ready to take a final whether they had intentionally run over a turtle or been in a car with someone who did. 34 students raised their hands, about two-thirds of them male. Apparently, he is author of a book about humans' relationships with animals called Some We Love, Some We Hate, Some We Eat. It takes a turtle 7 or 8 years to become mature enough to reproduce, and in that time, it may make several trips across the road to get from one pond to another, looking for a place to lay eggs, looking for food. A female turtle that lives 50 years may lay over 100 eggs, but just 2 or 3 are likely to survive and reproduce. Now, the student Weaver's experiment showed that about 1 in 50 turtles is deliberately crushed, which is a pretty big percentage. Snakes also get run over deliberately, I understand with snakes because these things bite, but still, they're all God's creatures. Come on, people. But really, turtles, how do turtles hurt you? 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, while we're talking about 50 to 1, we might as well talk about the ratio 41 to 1. Because the fiscal cliff deal allows $41 to be raised in taxes for every $1 of spending cuts. Now, the House did decide to move forward and pass whatever the Senate came up with New Year's Eve night. And we had discussed in great length earlier today what that kind of means for us. Okay? What we understand is all of us are going to be paying more this next year, 2013. Don't just think that it was just going to be the rich. Now, true, people making $400,000 or $450,000 as a couple are going to be probably paying close to 40% income tax, which is a lot. I mean, it's a heck of a lot. Excuse me, but it's not enough to cover our spending. Payroll tax has been, and I apologize, I'm having so many problems with my mucus and my nose and my burping today. I apologize. You could tell it's the day after a holiday weekend. Anyway, or a holiday week. Anyway, payroll tax has, the payroll tax reduction, the temporary one, has expired. So all of us are going to notice. All of us are going to notice us having smaller paychecks. If you're making about $25,000 a year, you're going to be noticing $42 a month taken out of your paycheck. They say per year, a $50,000 a year employee is going to be losing about an extra $1,000. Now, households making between $400,000 and $50,000 are going to see an average tax increase of $579. Households making $50,000 to $75,000, tax increase of $822. Now, we're not talking about Obamacare. Okay, for many people, just the payroll tax, all right, in and of itself. But there's all these other things like the estate tax that I think has now been reversed such that if there's an inheritance, depending on the amount of inheritance, that gets taxed. There's a whole variety of things that got dug in and snuck in. And, I mean, no wonder Republicans were balking at it. I mean, you know, we have half the country thinking we're out of a recession, and I don't understand how, because unemployment is still high, and job growth is at a snail crawl, if not going backwards. And then you have the other half of the country going, no, we're still in a recession. Why are you raising taxes? What are you doing here? And those aren't rich people saying that. All right? Those are middle-income and lower-income people. Okay? All right, so let me see. They say the tax increases could be a lot higher. Let me see. The package passed Tuesday by Senate and House extends most of the Bush-era tax cuts for individuals making less than $400,000 and married couples making less than $450,000. Obama said the deal protects 98% of Americans and 97% of small business owners from a middle-class tax hike. All right, I disagree. We are all going to be paying more. Let me see what else we have here. I'm trying to see. They don't have delineated yet everything that we're going to see piece by piece. Of course, Obamacare is, from what we understand, Obamacare did lose some spending. I think it lost $1.9 billion. But from what I understand, the money they lost was supposed to be a repayment of a loan. So I'm a little bit confused on that. So as we're getting more information, we're going to feed that to you. But it's very interesting. Most news outlets don't have all the information. Many people are just discussing the extra tax on the rich and the wealthy. All right. But they're not going into how much more we're going to have to pay. All right. That's something I had to investigate. That's something a lot of you are going to have to investigate. We all got taxed. We knew it. We all got taxed. We're all going to spend more. Maybe we aren't getting taxed as much as we think, right? But just watch and see. The big thing that's going to probably hurt all of us are going to be the lack of deductions we could take. Many of us that have donated, you know, to charity. Now, I don't know if whatever you donated for Hurricane Sandy in 2012 would be affected. But from what I understand, a lot of the deductions that we take are going to be decreased. So for those of us that did certain things business-wise that actually would help promote spending, because you would get a deduction, we're not going to have. So as we get that information, we're going to clue you in. But I got to tell you, what's probably the most important, piece of information to take home is nobody has cut the spending. Nobody has, to the degree that it needs to be. And from what I understand, we have three more fiscal cliffs coming our way. And they're going to have to discuss things again in February. And they're going to have to discuss things again in March. So as we're dealing with the $16.1 trillion debt ceiling, and as we're trying to figure out how to borrow more money to pay for everything, the government, if they don't get to borrow more money, and their rating falls even more than it does, they're going to turn to printing money. They're going to have to turn to printing money. And unfortunately, what happens when you print money? Value of the dollar drops, and we see skyrocketing inflation. Everybody who has ever said, including Ted Anderson, discussing gold, was right on. They have been right on. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to buy any gold. I mean, with this recession, everybody's been so cash-strapped that it's been extremely difficult. But honestly, if you could do anything to prepare for this inflation, I would do it. Don't sit there and pray that Washington's going to not let it happen. They're clueless. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Have a great rest of the week. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. God bless.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail?
AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.